love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in the 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name, address, and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, and get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only. Expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back.
Julie, I haven't had this in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Shut up, old kid.
5 minutes, Clark.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
As I asked, Mrs. Wakefield, what lies has my nephew been telling you?
Please, Aunt Ellen, sit down.
I intend to, Lewis. I regret, Mrs. Wakefield, I was late to the dinner table, but I wasn't called. Lewis, where is my place setting?
We understood you were indisposed.
You hoped I was indisposed.
Kate, I hope you'll forgive this unfortunate family scene.
Kate? And before I've even had a chance to greet my guest... Oh, I'm very glad you've come to Glory Hall, my dear.
I'm very glad to be here, Miss Pomeroy. I'm sorry you haven't felt well.
I feel quite well. And now that I've seen you, I'm very happy. Lewis, I ordered this table set for four.
No, my dear, three. You and Kate and I. And now what do you want, Aunt Ellen?
I want my place set properly. And I want the candelabra restored.
My dear aunt, this is not a formal dinner party.
How long is it since we've had guests in this house?
You rang, Miss Ellen?
Oh, bring me my place setting, Esmond. And put the candelabra on the table, please.
Yes, Miss Ellen.
You must know how embarrassing this is to Mrs. Wakefield.
It's quite all right, I understand.
Of course you do, my dear. You're not only very pretty, but intelligent. I can see that.
I don't know how. I've hardly said a word.
That's why I know you're intelligent. You let us play out our little family difficulty, not missing anything.
Oh, come, Aunt Ellen. Kate, my aunt, is blessed, or should I say burdened, with a sense of the dramatic. She is given to imagining a great deal more than ever happens in our quiet backwater.
Oh, Kate wouldn't be here if she weren't too clever for that. I may call you Kate, my dear.
Oh, I wish you would.
And I'm Miss Ellen. And have been to everybody since I became mistress of this house 28 years ago.
It's a wonderful house.
It was once. Now all I want is to be rid of it.
We shall never have dinner served if you persist in ringing that bell.
Yes, Miss Ellen?
Oh, light the candelabra, please. Esmond, it isn't enough to put them on the table.
Oh, really, Aunt Ellen?
There, it's better. Oh, Kate, we lived here graciously once. I wish you had come then.
Bring the soup, will you?
Yes, sir.
But of course, you knew nothing of us then, nor we about you.
What do you know about me?
Only what I've been told.
Who would talk about me?
My aunt's referring to Hadley, the real estate agent in Kingston. He said you were being sent down to appraise our house or some such thing. As you know, Glory Hall has been withdrawn from sale.
I knew that before I left.
Of course you did. Kate's no fool, Lewis. You came here to Glory Point, my dear, because you had to.
Aunt Ellen.
Isn't that so, my dear?
Well, I came because I wanted to.
Of course. That's the way fate acts. The wish is given you, so you will not fight the forces of destiny.
My aunt has lived all her life in Jamaica, Kate. She clings to some of the old superstition.
I know why Kate is here, Lewis. I've been expecting her.
Since when, Miss Ellen?
Oh, since... No, time is not real anymore. Did it happen yesterday, Lewis?
Did what happen?
Aunt Ellen, you're becoming confused.
No. No, I'm not confused. It wasn't yesterday. It was long ago.
What was long ago?
He came here.
Kate, may I ask you to excuse my aunt and me if you'll wait in the drawing room?
No, you shan't leave me.
Who came here?
Kate, do as I say. She's overexcited.
Where's Hannah?
I can help you, Miss Ellen.
Yes. Yes, you can. Lewis, send me Hannah.
Don't you see she's ill, Kate? I can't be responsible unless you leave.
Kate.
I'm right here.
Give me your hand. I'm not ill, child.
Here.
I am mistress of this house. I want you here. Promise me.
I won't leave you.
Now, Lewis, go find Hannah.
She's gone to her house.
You sent her, so I would depend on you tonight.
Kate, I ask you once more to leave this room.
Do you wish to, my dear?
I said I would stay with you.
You see, Lewis, go find Hannah while I talk to Kate. Oh, my dear, I've waited so long for you to come. So long for Tom's wife.
Miss Ellen? She fainted.
There's brandy on the sideboard. I'll send for Hannah.
She needs a doctor.
She has these spells. I warned you, Kate. She's unstable. Now perhaps you'll listen to me.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application, each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On, why settle for less?
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Hannah?
Yes, Esmond, what is it?
Miss Ellen took one of her spells. Mr. Pomeroy wants her to come at once.
Have they given her brandy?
I saw that new lady giving it.
Better bring her around. I'll come right away.
You better hurry. Mr. Pomeroy is mad as thunder.
I'm sure he is.
Hurry!
Esmond, you've seen Miss Ellen have one of her spells. You know she'll be all right in just a few minutes.
She was lying there with her eyes closed.
And they'll stay closed as long as Mr. Pomeroy is there.
And I'd be glad if mine would when he's around.
That's not for you to say, Esmond.
No. But it gave me a fright to see Miss Ellen lying there, her head on the table. Him looking like a storm.
The table?
The dining room table.
I left her in her room. She wasn't to come down.
But she did, and she ordered the table set again.
I'll be there. I put in a phone call. I don't want to miss it.
Could I wait for it?
Maybe you can take it for me, Esmond.
You won't tell Mr. Pomeroy?
No, it's all right. I called Francesca. She is to call back. When she does, tell her not to come home this week. Do you understand, Esmond?
She's not to come.
That's right. Can you tell her that?
Because of that lady, Mrs. Wakefield, being here.
Just tell Francesca not to come. You understand? You are not to mention Mrs. Wakefield. Mrs. Wakefield.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, Hannah.
Are you here all alone?
Oh, Mr. Pomeroy has helped his aunt upstairs.
Then she's recovered.
Yes, but... Oh, Hannah, she frightened me. Is she very old?
Not as old as she looks, Mrs. Wakefield. Her life hasn't been easy.
Oh, but these fainting spells.
She's been excited about your coming all day. Sometimes when it gets too much for her, she faints as a way out. Some people can.
Doesn't she see a doctor?
She won't ever see a doctor. She has all the care that I can give her. Actually, she's very strong.
Hannah, she said something to me that I don't understand.
She does confuse the past and present.
She said she had waited for me a long time. Waited for Tom's wife. Did she know my late husband?
I can't say.
I think you can, Hannah. I know he was here at Glory Hall. Now, why won't anybody talk to me about him?
Mrs. Wakefield, if...
Well, you're here, Hannah.
You sent me home, Mr. Pomeroy.
I also told you to give my aunt her sedation before you left.
I can give it to her, but if she prefers to toss it in the window box, it is not my fault.
We had an unpleasant scene, as Mrs. Wakefield knows.
I'll go up to her at once. But if I may say so, sir, you would do well to go a little easy with her.
I think I know how to handle my aunt.
Yes, sir.
Well, Kate, I can imagine you will be glad to leave this unhappy household tomorrow morning. I've ordered the car at 8.
I can't leave tomorrow, Lewis.
What an extraordinary thing to say.
I know. It isn't very polite when I'm your guest.
Well, I'm afraid we can't put you up any longer. We really haven't the help for guests right now.
I can take care of my own room.
I find this embarrassing.
So do I, but you see, I promised Miss Ellen...
Promised her? What?
That I wouldn't leave her.
When did you promise that?
After you had left the dining room to send for Hannah.
My aunt must have been restored rather quickly.
Oh, the brandy helped.
So you promised. Why?
Because she asked me to, Lewis. She said she remembers my husband. Maybe she'll talk to me about Tom.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. The Author Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author Studio is brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant possible. This is your roving reporter about to interview a nose.
How do I look?
You're not on TV, nose. This is for radio.
How do I sound?
Pretty stuffy. Why don't you use Four-Way Nasal Spray?
Is Four-Way the leading brand?
Not yet, nose.
Then why should I use it?
Because you can't buy faster decongestant relief than Four-Way Nasal Spray. And Four-Way can cost a lot less than the leading brand. A lot less. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast. You can interview me now.
Thanks, nose, but I just did.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
February is an irksome month. Vanity Fair is an irksome novel. Dear listeners, pray do not you say the same, but I, as author. Is there among you anyone who does not know I am William Makepeace Thackeray? As author, I have every right to complain that I've tangled the plot unconscionably, and here each day am given too little time to unravel it. And where, I ask, is even space to discuss Napoleon clanking about yonder on the continent? Pox and a scoundrel. Let us look in upon Miss Crawley. He's neglected her, I have. Ooh, bless me soul.
Mrs. Briggs has slipped into a darkened room.
Very brave of Briggs. Mrs. Bute, with her ceaseless supervision, wants no one to converse with poor Matilda, lest kind words be said of Becky and Rawdon. But the tireless jailer has nodded off, napping in Miss C's sitting room. And into the sick chamber has crept Arabella Briggs.
Matilda, go away, Mrs. Bute. I'm very tired of you.
It's Arabella.
Oh, Briggs, you treat me ill. We are old friends, but you never come to see me.
I'm not allowed, Matilda.
Not allowed?
Mrs. Bute, she'll let no one near you.
What are you saying? Oh, I'm so mixed up in my mind. I don't understand. Is it not my house? Whose house, then? Am I at Queen's Crawley?
No, no, no. You are at home. I'm not allowed at your side because she says you are too ill.
I am ill, yes, very.
It is not the true reason. It's to do with Captain Rawdon and Miss Becky.
Oh, Rawdon. Becky. Oh, they have done something most terrible. I can't remember what they have done, but oh, it is terrible. Martha Bute talks and talks of how terrible it is.
No, no, it is not.
Oh, my poor head. I cannot remember anything.
Dear friend, will you listen to me and try to understand?
Mrs. Bute will not allow me to see Poof Poof, or you, or Becky, or Rawdon. What is she doing here? Send her away, Arabella.
I cannot. She'll pay no mind to me. You must send her.
Oh, Mrs. Bute, you are to go from here at once. You may be my sister-in-law, but it's time for my medicine.
That dreadful medicine that mixes you up like this.
Oh, I hear Becky laughing. Bid her come and tell me the joke. I do like jokes.
Oh, dear, what am I to do? Matilda, try to listen to me now. Try to understand.
I have a new doctor. What is his name?
Dr. Squills.
But I've had Dr. Swinner since years. Who is this upstart? How dare he come instead?
Oh, try to understand. I cannot tell you all that's gone on. It will only confuse you more. But you must know this. Becky and Rawdon love you. They do. Whatever Mrs. Bute says of them, you must remember that. Say it after me, Matilda. Becky and Rawdon love you. Becky and Rawdon love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Oh, I shall speak to Dr. Squills. I shall tell him what he's doing. And what Mrs. Bute is doing to you is wicked and cruel and shameful. I shall insist that... Mrs. Bute is stirring. Matilda, I must go. I daren't be found here. I'll come again when I can. Now, think this in your mind. Think it and think it. Rawdon and Becky love you.
Of course they love me. What a goose you are, Briggs.
Now, tell Becky to fetch tea with crumpets and strawberry jam.
Dear kind Mrs. Bute has done her work well. How can that demonic woman be dislodged? I can speak no more of her. I am too angry. Let us shortly see if Becky has done her work well with another demonic female person. Bide, dear listeners, a new chapter begins. Becky and Giles are just driving off from Mrs. Ricketts and that house where Becky lodged far in the past. Has our Becky accomplished her work well? Well, it would seem that Giles thinks so.
You done it, Miss Becky. Done it handsome.
I done it, but I don't know how handsome.
Oh, how can you talk so? Mrs. Ricketts was pleased as punch.
Well, she might be £60 richer than an hour ago.
Oh, it did cost a pretty penny, but now she'll tell Mrs. Bute you was a dear, sweet little girl brought up all proper.
Oh, will she?
Well, you paid her all them pounds.
Oh, yes, after that outlandish haggling.
And kissed you, she did, when you took your leave.
I seem to recollect something about jurists and a kiss.
Oh, my sofa didn't cuss her first off either, but she come round very nice.
Did she?
Becky, what ails you?
Very many things ail me. Seeing that Garrett again, remembering my father. He was a dear man, Giles, for all his drinking that killed him in the end. Delirium tremens. Have you ever seen anyone with that?
No, I was never.
The world is full of terrible creatures, more real than what is truly real. Spiders crawled over him, rats gnawed him.
Oh,
I took his hand, and he thought I was an octopus. I put cool cloths on his forehead, and he thought they were cold tombstones to bury him alive. Oh, no. I must stop remembering.
Oh, I don't wonder you feel sad.
Oh, well, I've other reasons, too. £65 Rawdon won at cards and gave all to me. I've five left.
Five!
Unless he wins soon again, we've nothing.
Oh, he'll win. Oh, Miss Crawley will take you back. All will be well, I'm certain.
Napoleon's eagles are flying, and my Rawdon will be sent to clip their wings.
Oh, Miss, do leave off. She didn't sound like you. Well, I'd not know you did not sit here aside you.
Yes, I do veer like a weathercock, don't I? Yes, Sir Pitt used to say that as well. Sir Pitt! Fritz!
Yes, Ron?
Oh, Appy, next crossroad, turn left.
Tis
left to Queen's Crawley, and that's where we're bound.
Yes, ma'am.
Queen's Crawley? I can bounce below stairs of London, and I can see my ma.
Oh, I missed that rascally old Sir Pitt, I truly have. So very far, we'll pay a call on the baronet, and it may be, well, just maybe, I'll have more than £5 to bring back to Rawdon.
Lots of Pitt ever would open his purse.
Allah, you didn't hear the promises he made when he proposed to me.
Well, it ain't exactly the same now, is it? Wed to his son, you are. And he don't like it, not a little bit he
but
don't.
He does like me.
Oh, loves you, Miss Becky. Ma, he'll be pleased to see you.
Oh, Giles, eh? And no better than greedy, haggling Mrs. Ricketts. I scorn her because she did me out of £60, and now I would exactly do the same to Sir Pitt.
Oh, my. The weathercock is turned again with the wind.
I am no better, I'm worse. Betwixt Mrs. Ricketts and me, no love was lost, no pretense about it. Now, I would use love to gain money for myself.
Oh, well, tis different. Mm. Sir Pitt be terrible rich.
Yes.
You and Captain Rawdon be terrible poor.
Oh, yes.
Sir Pitt don't give money to his son like he ought.
Yes.
'Tis only fair he gives it to you.
Yes. Oh, Miss Jenny Giles, Miss Becky Sharp has put her own mind into your head, and it will serve us right if Sir Pitt fools us both.
So, Miss Sharp has suffered a twinge of conscience. Yes, but not for long. I have a presentiment that... Oh, no, time has run out. Did I not tell you I have never enough? Tomorrow, then. And I am, as always, your obliged and obedient servant, William Makepeace Thackeray. Dramatized by Nancy Moore and features Dolores Sutton as Becky Sharp. Bryna Rayburn portrays Giles. And your host for Author Studio is Earl Hammond as William Makepeace Thackeray. This program is produced and directed by Frank Papp and brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. Ralph Camargo speaking. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life, brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, ban roll-on antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that ban roll-on antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of ban roll-on, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban roll-on antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Bob, are you busy?
We're just reading the paper. You want me to do something?
Yes, please. I would appreciate it if you would go upstairs and tell our daughter to get down here and help me with the dinner dishes.
Oh, I'll help, honey.
No, I don't want you doing dishes when she is perfectly capable of helping.
Well, she probably has studying to do.
If she has studying to do, she could have done it after school instead of washing her hair and watching television.
Oh, yeah.
She is upstairs now simply playing her records, that dreadful music.
Well, don't say dreadful music.
Well, you hate it more than I do.
Yeah, I know that, but it does make us look like old fuddy-duddies when we say so.
Well, fuddy-duddy or not, you get her down here. I get so tired of asking her to help around the house. I just feel like a nagging mother all the time.
I guess in her eyes, you are.
I don't like it. Why couldn't we have had a daughter who liked helping?
Are there any like that these days?
Not that I know of. All my friends have the same problem, and none of us know what to do about it. We all reach a point where we've had it. Then we scream and yell, hating ourselves while we do it. And then for about 3 days, the kids toe the mark. After that, we're right back where we started from.
I know. They don't realize how much work there is in running a house.
Well, shouldn't they learn so they know how? When they have their own homes, you know, Debbie's a slob. I hate that word, but that's what she is. I don't know where she gets it from.
Please, honey, please, be in a pleasant frame of mind when she gets down here. Set her a good example. Remember, darling, a soft answer turneth away wrath.
Yeah, well, I'll try to remember it.
After all, we are the mature adults. It's up to us, really. Debbie gets her back up when she's yelled at. We should appeal to the better side of her nature if we wanted to do things.
Oh, I've appealed to every side of her nature I can think of. Look at the other night. I tried to tell her what to fix you for dinner the night I had that women's club meeting. She said, oh, Mother, don't worry, relax, no big deal. I'll get Daddy's dinner. What happened? I came home at 7:30.
Well, I didn't matter.
And the kitchen was dark. She was upstairs washing her hair. You hadn't had a bite of food. And she said, oh, I didn't realize it was so late. Well, why didn't she realize it?
Well, I fixed myself a sandwich. And
that is not the point, Bob. It really isn't.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I'll go upstairs and talk to her.
Oh, darling, don't talk to her. Just tell her to get down here. I think that's where we make our mistake, talking. Then she puts up an argument, and the first thing you know, everybody's yelling.
Yeah. Well, I'll see what can be done.
All right. Don't go upstairs empty-handed, please.
Oh, this stuff on the stairs is supposed to go up, this basket and...
Yeah, I set things there to go up, and both you and Debbie just climb over them.
All right, honey, calm down now.
I'm sorry, dear. I didn't mean to take it out on you. Just set the laundry basket by the linen closet, and Debbie can put things away when she finishes helping with the dishes.
Okay. Debbie! Debbie, open the door.
What's the matter?
Will you please open the door, unlock it, and open it?
What's the matter?
Turn that off, please.
What's going on?
Turn it off.
Oh. What is it? What's the matter?
Debbie, will you please turn it off? I can't talk with that blaring like that.
All right. Oh. I've smeared my nail polish now.
Debbie, don't you think when your mother works hard to keep a nice home for you, you should help her just a little bit?
I do.
You got up from the table tonight, just came upstairs. Apparently you've been sitting here doing your nails and listening to records.
I told Mother not to do them. I'm going to do them later.
Your mother likes dinner dishes done so that she can sit down and relax.
Well, I can't see that it matters when the dishes get done.
It matters to your mother.
Oh, Mother fusses so. It really doesn't matter if the dishes are done right then or not. And I told her I'd do them later.
You said that before. Then you don't do them and she comes down in the morning to a mess in the kitchen, which she has to do.
I was going to do them in the morning when I came down. Why doesn't she just leave them?
Well, she doesn't like to eat breakfast with dinner dishes all dried up with food on them piled up around her. And for that matter, neither do I.
Well, it doesn't bother me. Why can't you just ignore them?
Well, it bothers us. And while we're supporting you and paying the bills...
Oh, brother.
What does that mean?
You always remind me that you're supporting me and paying the bills.
Well, aren't we?
Well, yes, but that's not my fault. If people have children, they have to expect to support them, don't they?
Parents also have a right to expect those children to assume some responsibility around the house.
I did not ask to be born.
Oh, boy, that old chestnut.
Well, it's true. My psychology teacher said that subconsciously people have children just so that they can have somebody to push around, somebody to order about so that they can show their power. And it's true. You and Mother act like master sergeants around here.
Oh, is that so? Well, you can either call up your psychology teacher to come out here and do the dishes, or you march yourself right down those stairs this minute. Now, that's an order.
I know we share everything, hon, but next time, could you keep your cold to yourself?
This was your cold day. You sneezed first.
You were sniffling before that. Think of the money we spend on nasal sprays.
That's why I bought four-way nasal spray today. It can cost a lot less than the leading brand, a lot less.
Yeah?
And you can't buy faster decongestant relief than four-way. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast.
I know. I bought four-way for me, too. And think how much we can save on four-way with all the colds you get.
You mean all the colds you give me?
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college. But I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide. Just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier. And two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Oh, listen to her out there slamming the dishes around. She'll probably break something. You want the back section of the paper?
No.
I don't know what we gained. Debbie is furious. I'm so upset. I'm sick to my stomach. And look at you. Your hands are shaking.
I think I'll visit Debbie's school and have a little talk with her psychology teacher.
What did he say again?
That parents have children just as somebody they can order about.
Oh, I don't think that's why people have children. I do think some parents who had very strict parents themselves sometimes take it out on their own children. But
Debbie said we acted like master sergeants.
I'm afraid that's the way I feel sometimes. You know, if she would just offer to help. It's this constant battle that just wears me out.
Well, the dishes are done, okay?
Thank you. Now, I'd appreciate if you put the laundry away.
Debbie, come back here, please.
What?
Why do you have that look on your face? Look, Deb, sit down. Can't we have some meeting of the minds here so Mother and I and you don't always have to go through this? Why, please, tell us why you so object to helping around the house.
I don't object, and I do help. I cleaned all the bathrooms.
That was 2 months ago, Debbie. You do something once, and you expect that to last forever.
Yeah, Peg, just a minute. Debbie.
All right, I don't like being told to do things. You don't ask, you tell me. You order me.
Debbie, I have told you, I have asked you, I have ordered you. Now, I will couch my request for help in any way you like. Just tell me what the magic words are.
Look, this will get us nowhere. I want to know what Debbie's basic objection is to helping. Debbie?
It's just that Mother is so fussy. I mean, is the world going to come to an end because I don't hang up my coat?
Well, I admit you probably won't understand until you have a home of your own and take some pride in keeping it looking nice, Debbie.
Well, neither of you have any respect for my opinions on anything.
Oh, I don't think that's true at all.
Well, it is. You don't have any respect for me as a person. You don't. You don't respect me at all.
Respect? We love you because you're ours. But respect, Debbie, that's something that's earned. What have you done to earn respect?
Well, there, you see. You even admit it.
No. Just tell us. I'm not being nasty. Just tell us what, for example, we should respect you for.
Because I'm a person in my own right, an individual.
You don't get respect, Debbie, just because you exist. You don't get respect, Debbie, just because you exist. You don't respect a drunk just because he can toss off a quart of scotch in an hour. You don't respect a man who can get a job but is too darn lazy to support his family and just lives off welfare. You respect somebody who earns your respect by contributing something towards his own life or his family or humanity in general. Am I boring you?
Oh, no, Daddy, but I don't think there is any real answer. Let's face it, there's just a generation gap. That's all. And I'm sorry, I can't discuss it anymore tonight. I really have studying I gotta do.
All right, go along. We'll go into it further some other time.
Oh, run along, Debbie.
Ah, well, that little talk was a smash success.
Well, I'm afraid the generation gap is wider than I thought. Oh, well, now she's left the light on in the kitchen. And she went into her room up there without putting the laundry away. Well, it's just as well, I guess. She just throws it in, you know. She puts towels and the sheets and the pillowcases all over it.
Honey, you think maybe you are too fussy?
Well, maybe. That's the way I was brought up. You know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Well, on the other hand, you're never too old to learn, huh?
Well, I'll try to compromise and relax more. She may be right about that.
And I'll try not to order her around so she at least likes it.
Yeah. Oh, dear. I wonder how often she'll come to see us when we're old and shunted off to some nursing home.
Oh, yeah. Hey, where are you going?
How about put the laundry away?
Relax. Sit down. Can't you do it as well tomorrow?
I guess so, yes. Well, I'll try not to worry about it.
Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Dan Rolon, America's leading Rolon antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
I'm a teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in the 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name, address, and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735. And get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only. Expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back.
Come in. Mother, you don't have to knock.
Well, I've always felt that everyone is entitled to privacy, Anne, including my daughter.
It's a studio, not a bedroom.
Well, there are all kinds of privacy.
Oh, you're right, of course.
Well, what are you working on? Oh, sketching Joe Gonzalez, huh?
Yeah, I have to do it from memory, too. I asked him to sit for me, but he's a very busy doctor.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to be busier.
Does that mean...
Yep. I just saw him, and he's agreed to head up the children's clinic.
Oh, Mother, that's marvelous.
I'm glad you agree.
Well, I was always for it.
It may change things between you two.
But why should it?
Well, You said yourself that Joe is different from any other man you've known.
And I don't really know him, Mother. Well, at least not in the biblical sense.
I'm glad to hear it.
If anything, Joe's involvement with you and the clinic should bring us closer together.
And haven't you found out yet that often things turn out exactly the opposite to what's expected?
Oh, Mother. And it was such a nice day up until now.
I'm not saying it has to be that way. You just shouldn't assume too much.
All right. I'll try to remember. By the way, Mother, how is Emily feeling? I haven't seen her lately.
Well, I talked to her sister yesterday. She's all right, I guess.
She didn't know?
Well, they don't seem to know what's the matter with her.
Well, that's surprising, isn't it? I guess being married to a doctor doesn't always help, does it?
I'm sure they're doing the best they can.
About the clinic, have you definitely decided to ask Kurt to do the preliminary work on it?
I have to thrash it out with Robert.
Well, that's going to be a tough one.
Well, there's one argument I could use, but I shouldn't.
And what's that?
It's Lynn. If Kurt doesn't get some kind of work, they may stay on in Aspen indefinitely.
So Robert will get his daughter back here if he agrees to your giving Kurt the job.
Mm-hmm.
Very neat, Mother.
I don't want to bring it up. I hope Robert will agree with me eventually. Joe's seeing him this afternoon.
Oh, what for?
Oh, just a meeting to go over some of the details. It's Robert's idea.
Yeah? Oh, yes, Miss Tatum, I am expecting Dr. Gonzalez. Please ask him to come in, will you? Well, won't you please come in, Dr. Gonzalez?
How do you do, Mr. Carter?
I'm glad you could see me so soon. When Caroline told me you had finally accepted her offer, I thought we should move ahead quickly.
Well, I hope you didn't think my delay was arbitrary.
No. I'm glad you felt it was important enough to take your time in considering it.
It's such a large undertaking.
Yes, it is, and I'm glad you realize it. Well, shall we get down to essentials? When will you be able to leave Jefferson?
There's no need for me to do that yet. When the building is completed and equipped, then I'll...
Oh, I see.
Well, there's nothing I can do until then, Mr. Carter. I'm a doctor, and, well, I won't be needed until then.
Well, but shouldn't you be in at the beginning, at all stages? And in fact, I thought you should be in charge right from the beginning.
Well, naturally, I would expect to consult on the plan, but I am not an administrator or an engineer.
Well, we can always hire a staff. In fact, I have a partner who could help you with the administration. His name is Bill Sloan.
Well, this is quite puzzling, Mr. Carter. Your wife didn't indicate to me that I'd be working at the clinic in any other capacity than the medical director.
Well, Caroline doesn't understand all the details. I thought you could handle some of the preliminaries for her.
I don't feel qualified to assume the responsibilities you're indicating. As I said, that was not my understanding. Well, if I'm expected to do that, I'm afraid I'd have to withdraw.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Carter. It's not possible. I'm a doctor, and that's all I want to be.
Joe, I'm glad you called me.
Well, I'm sorry, Caroline.
Nothing has changed. We'll work this out.
Well, surely Mr. Carter must realize that medical responsibility for the clinic is all I'm qualified for or interested in.
Now, don't worry. It was just a misunderstanding. I've always thought of you in that capacity, and I suppose I neglected to make that clear to Robert.
Well, I did the best I could.
Well, it's not your problem, Joe. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Robert will be home any minute now, and we'll straighten it out.
Well, I can see where Anne gets some of her qualities.
I hope that's a compliment.
Yes, it is. That's one thing I've been learning about women. If they know what they are doing when they take charge, let them take charge.
Well, thanks, Joe, for being so understanding. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Joe, hi. I've been looking all over for you. We have a dinner date tonight, unless you've forgotten.
Hello, Anne.
What's the matter?
Oh, I think it's going to be all right.
You scared me.
Why?
Well, you look so serious, Joe.
Why? Is serious frightening?
Well, it's just that I always thought Mexicans
were happy, smiling peasants.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Well, it was going to come pretty close to it now, wasn't it?
All right. I should know better. I do know better. But you throw me off my stride, Joe.
That's just what you are.
What do you mean?
You're like a thoroughbred racehorse. Beautiful, graceful, petted, pampered.
Oh, enough.
Don't you want to hear the rest?
No, I'm afraid you were working your way through a less positive picture of the filly.
Oh, I see. You just want the best part.
Yeah, well, doesn't everyone?
And it's all part of the whole, Anne. You can't just take the good things of life. You have to take everything.
Good to get home, Caroline.
Hello, dear. It is getting cold, isn't it?
Yes, looks like snow, too. Not that I need the weather for an excuse, but I... can I fix you a drink, dear?
I have one, Robert.
Oh? Oh, yes, so you do.
Yes. I just had a phone call from Joe Gonzalez.
Oh,
yes. Yes, he... told me about meeting with you.
Oh, did he? Yes. Well, he didn't lose much time.
But since he was very careful about his commitment to the clinic, I'm sure he felt just as responsible when he realized there was some kind of a misunderstanding.
Oh, sure, of course. That's all it was.
Robert, why did you think it would work?
Well, why wouldn't it? Since you have such confidence in Joe Gonzalez, why not put the whole thing in his hands from start to finish?
Because he's a doctor. And it was always very clearly understood he would not be expected to assume any other responsibility.
Oh, well, of course, if you're going to let him make the rules so early in the game, it's...
Robert, you're not making sense, and I know you're smarter than that.
Well, what I wish is that... you were able to see that hiring Kurt to work on the clinic is a mistake.
Now, Robert, you're assuming that. For this phase of the project, he's absolutely qualified. He has a degree in business administration, and Joe Gonzalez doesn't.
Well, I thought that Bill Sloan could help Gonzalez out with...
Well, I'm sure Bill Sloan could be very helpful to Kurt.
Look, do you think it's wise to ask Lynn's ex-husband to work with her second husband?
Well, at least we could consider it.
Oh, Carol.
Now, Joe made it very clear that he is only interested in being the medical director. If we insist...
I know, we'll lose Joe Gonzalez.
That's right. Now, Robert, you've always admired anyone who recognizes limitations and didn't try to assume too much authority.
Oh, yes, good.
Well, then...
Oh, Caroline, why is it that people with principles create almost as much trouble as the ones who have none?
To Hold has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.